Hello, and welcome back to 20-somethings podcast. I am your host, Sarah Birch, the hostess with the mostess. Oh, and this little lady behind me coming to say hello is Miss Darla, my firstborn daughter and the love of my life. She's such a star. Look at her. She knows when the camera's on. She shows up. I'm trying out a new setting today for the video. Like I do every single week, I'm in a new place. I live in a small apartment with my dad at the moment, so there's not necessarily a plethora of places available with decent lighting. So excuse my messy room in the background, but you can just stare at me or Darla the entire time. Oh, she's so perfect. She's a baby. Anyway, thank you for joining me today. I have put out a few vlogs on my YouTube channel in the last few weeks with some updates about my life. So if you're interested, then feel free to watch those and just make sure you subscribe if you wouldn't mind while you're there. I've had a YouTube channel for like 10 years, but I didn't post anything on it for a solid 5 or 6 years, really, except for the random dance video once every 7 months or something. So this is my first time in a long time actually genuinely trying to create content on YouTube. It's been really fun and a little scary because you just never know what comments you'll get or what judgment you'll get. But if you enjoy my podcast or any of my video content, then please feel free to subscribe. It would mean the world to me on my YouTube. Okay, so without any further ado, we are going to be discussing kind of a lighthearted, silly topic today. I really don't want to offend anybody, even though it's impossible not to offend anybody in today's day and age, but I want to talk about just like annoying people. I'm guilty of a lot of these things too, don't get me wrong. I purposefully included some topics or some ideas that I know that I do, and I'm self-aware enough to admit that. But I thought it was kind of funny. These are things I think about all the time. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with life in your 20s, but I don't feel like every episode has to be super specific to like life in your 20s. It's exhausting. And my dad, God bless you, Steve. He's my number one fan and my number one critic. And he made a funny comment the other day, which I told Amanda about. And she's like, you have to talk about that on the podcast. But he basically was saying, I need a full-ass rebrand. Because he's like, you don't really talk about being in your 20s anymore. You just talk about yourself. I'm like, guilty. Now that it's a solo podcast, it's hard not to talk about myself and my own personal experiences and my own issues and funny stories and whatever. Because like, I can only really feel comfortable referencing my own emotions, my own experiences, my own thoughts. And my goal, I suppose, through my YouTube and through my podcast is to potentially relate to people in their 20s or younger than their 20s or older than their 20s. I just made it about being in your 20s because one, I'm in my 20s, and two, we're in the 2020s. Double entendre. So clever, marketing genius. Some are going to be more topical, like let's talk about religion, let's talk about social media, let's talk about sex. Some are going to just be more about me, and that's okay because it's my podcast. And I'm fascinated with myself. And my life is nothing if not interesting. So I'm going to chat about it. And I'm sure there'll be some element of my life that you will be able to relate to and you might find entertaining, if nothing else. There could very well be a rebrand coming one day with like a new title, new colors. I'm still figuring out my current brand. But today we are going to talk about a more generalized topic. And truly just something that I thought would be funny to talk about. It's not really very deep. It's not very serious. It's not life-changing. And I probably will ruffle some feathers, but that's what I'm out here to do. I'm out here to disturb the birds and ruffle the feathers. These people are the worst types of people. And I'm included. I'm the worst. But they're not horrible people. I didn't say that. Okay, I kind of did. These people in certain moments are the worst type of people. How about that? That's fair. It's more circumstantial. Let me just open my document. No big deal. Like I prepared today. It's like not a big deal. Ooh. Okay, this is helping. So I just checked out my title and I wrote potential title, superiority complexes. Don't be this person. I should have said that a while ago. That's kind of what I'm going for here is people who think that they're better than other people, or at least that's what it comes across as when you say things like this. I'm going to give examples. Again, I'm guilty of some of these, so I'm not just hating on everybody else, I'm also hating on myself. Kind of similar to that episode I did called like Silly Clichés We Should Stop Saying. And you guys love that one. And I loved that one. And it made people think and it made people laugh. But it was still lighthearted. So we'll do it again. Get me to 100,000 subscribers. And I'll keep the ginormous burp I just did. I'll put it up on TikTok and Instagram. If you get me to 100,000 subscribers. I'm currently at 372. So reach out to some friends for me. So I wrote, and I quote, "I just want to start with the caveat." I don't really know what that word means, but I think I'm using it in the right context. "That I am guilty of many of these things. This episode is supposed to be lighthearted and silly, so please do not take massive offense if you are guilty of one of these things. It's really not that deep, bro." And I think we'll all be able to relate in some way to at least one of these. Even if some of them, sorry, I'm like super mucousy at the moment, so sorry if you can hear that in my throat. Even if some of these don't bother you at all, that's totally fair, but I bet you one of these things will bother you. And you'll have to let me know in the comments below. Or leave me a 5-star rating and let me know when you leave a rating. Only 5 stars. You know the rule. You know the deal. So, you are no better than anyone else if you don't like social media or never post on social media. I know that's hard to hear. There are people out there, like me, who enjoy social media, post a lot of stuff on social media, thirst out on social media, promote themselves on social media, and that is fair. That's fine. Social media is very, very prevalent in today's society, in today's day and age. I don't mean to sound judgmental. Like, I wish I was one of those people who hated social media and never spent time on there. I spend way too much time on there. Guilty. Guilty. Cuff me. I'm guilty. I don't like when people kind of talk down to you if you're talking about, oh, I don't know what post to put up, or, oh, this trend, it's super funny. And someone's like, yeah, I don't really get into like social media. I don't really follow that stuff. Like, it's like such a waste of brain cells. It's like such a waste of time. Like, people spend so long on TikTok, it's actually pathetic. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh, good for you. Good for you. No, it's not that deep. They're not like, it's not a personal attack. And I think that's where a lot of these things rub me the wrong way, is like by you presenting your adverse opinion or you being the contrarian or being the devil's advocate or whatever, it automatically feels like somewhat of an attack on me, because it's like I'm presenting my interest in something and you are completely contradicting it with your sentence. So it's just that immediate juxtaposition. Sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, well, you think you're better than me. And that's something I need to work on, because not everything's about me, which for 26 years, I still haven't gotten that through my head, but maybe one day. Some people like social media. Some people use social media for their job. Some people feel less alone when they're on social media. Some people use it as like a personal sort of diary or photo album. Yeah, I don't really like the notion that you're kind of seen as like shallow or pathetic or less mindful if you spend a lot of time on social media. I don't think that's really fair, especially in today's climate where like we literally have doctors and lawyers making TikToks explaining things to people. It's like become a resource for everyday people, not only to grow their own businesses, but to like educate others, to provide help for others. So yes, while a lot of the stuff you see on your For You page is absolute crap, there's also a lot of really interesting, enlightening stuff you can find on social media. It's okay to say like, oh, I'm not really into social media, but you don't need to like go on with all of the extra additions of like, it's such a waste of time. I feel like my brain cells just melt away. Like, I feel like everybody posts the same stuff. There's issues with social media, for sure. We talk about that in one of my previous episodes of this podcast, but I personally spend a lot of time on social media, and while I recognize that that has had some negative influences on my life, I also realize it's had a lot of positive influences on my life. She said what she said. Next one. You are not better than anyone else if you do not wear makeup, do not wear fake tan, do not use fake nails, you don't want to get Botox, you don't want to get plastic surgery, you don't believe in that, you believe everything should be natural. Shut up. Your feelings are completely valid. I think natural beauty is amazing. But do I have fake eyelashes on right now? Yeah. Do I have a ton of makeup on right now? Yeah, I have literally bright red lipstick on. I have hairspray in my hair. I have friggin' weird cellulite gel on my thighs that probably does nothing, is a total scam. But do I buy it and put it on my legs every day in the hopes that it will make me feel a little bit better about myself? Yes. And that's okay. I get it. It can go too far. Of course, you see people out there who have completely botched plastic surgery, or they can't even step outside without makeup because they're so self-conscious. In those cases, of course, some people maybe do need to reframe their idea of beauty and confidence. But I just hate that idea of someone is automatically like less naturally beautiful or less confident or more shallow if they wear a ton of makeup and they do their hair every day and they get fake nails and they do fake tan. If that's what makes them feel good, that's what makes them feel good. And if you personally hate all that stuff and you hate the chemicals and you don't want to spend the money on it, I totally respect that. But like, just keep it to yourself. Like, you don't have to compare your priorities with someone else's. If that person wants to spend an extra couple hundred bucks every few months getting a few Botox injections to make them feel good about themselves, that's their body. And you don't have to, like, I would never do that. Like, they turn out crazy. Like, it's so sad that people feel like they have to do these things to feel beautiful. Like, I would never do that. Like, I would never be able to work my phone with those stupid nails on. Like, stuff like that. Do you guys know what I'm saying? It's not like you're trying to be mean or malicious necessarily, but when you are speaking to someone who maybe does do those things or someone who's thinking about doing those things and you say it in such a condescending tone, it's unsavory. So to each their own. I think the lesson in this is like, you're allowed to hold your opinions and you're allowed to disagree on things, but sometimes it's like, just, you don't need to voice it out loud, and you especially don't need to voice it as a comparison or a contradiction to something that someone's already saying. Like, so let's say someone comes to you like, yeah, I'm really thinking of getting Botox. And instead of just asking, oh, like, why do you feel that way? Or what do you think the benefits will be? You're just immediately saying like, ew, I could never do that. Like, I would not waste my money on that. It's just, you're immediately shutting down that person's dialogue and that person's thought pattern and making them feel less than. Anyway, next one. You are no better than anyone else if you do not pay attention. This one is a personal trigger for me. If you do not pay attention to celebrity gossip or pop culture or tabloids. Like, oh, you only read Jane Austen? Good for you. Like, I live for celebrity gossip and pop culture. I watch The Morning Toast every single day to stay up to date. Like, that is my religion. Pop culture and celebrities are my religion. I don't know anything about cars. I don't know anything about economics and business. I don't know anything about the stock market. My encyclopedia inside my brain, well, there's multiple things. One of them is true crime. I have a massive encyclopedia dictionary in my brain of true crime. Do you guys see how this eyebrow goes so much higher than the other one? It's truly like, this is why I want to get Botox. Maybe in this one to make it higher. Anyway, don't judge me. What did we talk about? Don't judge me for that. Look at the eyebrow. It has a mind of its own. Oh yes, true crime encyclopedia. Music encyclopedia. Who sang what song? What album was it on? I got it in here. Fashion encyclopedia. Which celebrity wore which dress from which designer to which award show? I got it. I know all those cultural references. I know all those pop culture references, and they are important to me. I could tell you every single partner Jennifer Lopez has ever had. I could tell you every single partner Kim Kardashian has ever had. I could tell you how many kids Tristan Thompson has with how many women. I know these things. That doesn't make me like a stupid bimbo with my head in the clouds who's not paying attention to real world issues. I do pay attention to real world issues, but I don't want to consume that all the time. And that's just me. I like the escape. I like the drama, to be quite honest, of pop culture and pop culture dynamics and who said what to who and who's best friends with who. Like, all this tea with the Selena Gomez documentary, like, eating it up. All this tea with the Don't Worry Darling premiere with Harry Styles, Olivia Wilde, eating it up. I live for that stuff. I just do. And I'm not ashamed of that. It's just one of my interests. And it's frustrating to me when I'm like, oh, did you guys hear about this new documentary coming out about this person? It's like, oh, I don't follow any of that. Like, I don't care about celebrities. Like, why do people care so much about these random people they don't know? Like, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, celebrities are with a new person every 2 weeks. Like, it's more, you know, you guys like my impression of, like, grumpy old men. So, yeah, just, like, everybody has their interests. Everybody has their form of escapism that they like to dive into and they know a lot about. For some people, it's literally, like, fantasy sports teams. For some people, it's Dungeons and Dragons. For some people, it is true crime. And for me, it's celebrity gossip and celebrity relationships and who's dating who and where do they go on vacation and what is their baby named. I need to know all of these things all the time. Okay, next one. You are kind of the worst type of person, in my humble opinion, if you say no offense or don't take this the wrong way before you absolutely shred me to pieces and shred, demolish my confidence in my character. Just because you preface something with saying no offense or please don't take this the wrong way doesn't mean that you're like in the clear and that you are absolved from not hurting my feelings. You still probably will hurt my feelings and I still probably will take offense and potentially take it the wrong way. So it's like if you just have something to say, just say it. It's like people are trying to cover their own asses by saying, well, I said no offense and you took offense. You know, no offense, but like you've gained a lot of weight. No offense, but like your voice is really grinding and irritating. Like, has anyone ever told you that? You're like, please don't take this the wrong way, but like, I really hate your boyfriend. You're like, oh, thanks for telling me. Do you guys know what I'm saying? Like, those people are annoying. It's like, I don't really know what else you could say instead of that, to be quite honest. Like, I know I should probably be offering an alternative. I guess just maybe keep your opinions to yourself unless it's like a detrimental situation where you absolutely feel like you need to voice your opinion or your thought. But if you just find someone's outfit weird or you find their boyfriend annoying or you whatever, like just don't say it. And it doesn't make it any better to say no offense. Unless it's something where you're like, I need to talk to this person about this right now. It's important. Okay, whatever. You're probably going to offend them, but you at least know that you said what you needed to say. But if it's just something like no offense, but like this dinner is just like not salty enough. Like it's just not tasting good. Like shut up. Just keep it to yourself because I'm going to be offended. But then I feel like I can't express my offendedness. Is that a word? My offense. I feel like I can't express my offense to you because you already said no offense. So now I'm stuck and I have to act like I'm not offended because you said no offense. It's like, it's just not fair. So either offend me or don't, but don't play around in that middle ground. And don't tell me to not take it the wrong way. I will take it whatever way I want to. And it will probably be the wrong way. You are not better than anyone else if you read a lot of books. Now, I am a bookworm, so I am guilty of this one, kind of. But I never pressure other people to read. And these are the people I'm talking about that are like, oh my God, I read 55 books this month. It was such a busy month for me. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you read like that Colleen Hoover shit. Like I only read historical fiction and Russian literature. Again, I'm kind of guilty of this, to be honest, because I don't personally love teen romance. Colleen Hoover, It Ends With Us. Like I personally thought It Ends With Us was a very bad book. Come for me, I don't really care. But it's just not my style. It's just not my personal type of book. So I sometimes can be a bit judgmental with what other people read, to be honest. Like if someone's like, oh my God, my favorite book is Twilight. Or like, well, Twilight's actually a pretty good book, I'm not gonna lie. If someone says like, well, my favorite book is Verity by Colleen Hoover, there's probably a small part of me that is like, okay. Good book. Would I say it's the best book like ever? No. For some people, literature and reading is a form of escapism. And as I mentioned, my escapism is more like pop culture, celebrity gossip, whatever. So I get that and I'm not judging. But that is something that I can be guilty of for sure is looking down. I don't want to say looking down on people because I don't like to think that I do that, but maybe I do. But maybe just like turning my nose up at someone if they say they don't read. And I'm like, so what do you do at night? Oh, I just scroll through TikTok. And again, this is like contradicting what I just said earlier. Like, oh my God, my eyebrow. Guys, leave comments below about a good plastic surgeon in Toronto or something, seriously. But it's just one of those things that I personally feel a little bit like, you don't read ever. You're like a grown adult and you don't read. But I'm going to keep it to myself from now on, and I'm holding myself accountable right now that, like, that's not my business. You can do what you want to do because you are a grown adult. And while I love reading and I find it very beneficial to my life and my mental health, you know what's good for you, boo-boo, and you know what's not good for you. And even if you're choosing to ignore the things that are good for you, you're an adult and you can do that. And I'm not going to make you feel dumb or uncultured for not liking reading. I might pull a face, and I apologize if I pull a face, and you can call me out on it. But from now on, I'm not saying anything, because it's annoying when people do that in reference to my interests or things that I like. Does this make sense? Let me know if you can understand what I'm saying. You are not better than anybody else. Oh, fuck. I'm guilty of this one, too. If you have heard of a song or an artist before everybody else has. Like, oh, you have? It's like Bridesmaids when she's like, oh, Helen knows the owner. That's like the vibe I get from these type of people. And I am sometimes one of them. I used to be a lot worse, and my sister would call me out on it religiously. So now I've kind of stopped. But I used to be that person when someone would come up to me like, hey, have you heard this new song by Dermot Kennedy? I'd be like, dude, I've been following Dermot Kennedy for like 6 years. I literally went to one of his very first concerts. It was so intimate. And yeah, that song he put out, like, I heard of it like 12 months ago when like it wasn't even made yet. I just like went into his brain and like heard the song first. And it's not even his best song. Like, his singles that he puts out are tragic compared to like his actual artistic songs that are on his album. But like, only the real fans know those songs. But yeah, I'm glad you found it. Like, he's good, right? Yeah, like, I've been on the Dermot Kennedy train for so long. Like our souls are connected. But that's cute that you just discovered him. You're going to love his, like, his first album is so much better than his second. Like, you know what I'm saying? I could go on and on. I could cosplay this character all day. And I kind of used to be her. Not this bad. Obviously, I'm exaggerating. But, like, I would definitely always have to say, like, yeah, I've heard this song already. Like, I sent this to you a month ago and you didn't even open it. Like, I used to be that person. Or I'd like call somebody out if they were like lip syncing to a song and they got the words wrong. I'd be like, oh my God, you don't even know the words? I'm sorry, guys. If I ever did that to you, which I'm sure I did, I'm sorry. I am a little bit of a music snob and a little bit of a book snob, and I'm admitting it and I'm working on it. But yeah, those people are annoying. And if you know of an artist, a cool indie artist before someone else, good for you. 5 stars for you. Even you could even say, oh, I've been listening to them for a long time. Yeah, they're great. Or something like that. Or you can just keep being annoying. Honestly, guys, all of these things are just annoying. They're not the end of the world. They're not that big of a deal. They're not going to like ruin friendships and like burn bridges and destroy economies. Like, we'll live, we'll survive. It's just a little annoying. You could just keep being annoying. It's fine. I'm just thought this would be a fun topic today, so just keep being annoying. I'm gonna keep being annoying. I can't really help it. So yeah, next one. You are not better than anyone else if you say, I could never live at home with my parents. Like, fuck you. Do you think I want to be living at home with my parents? Look at this economy. I can't buy a house unless I make like $200,000 a year. Do you think I'm making that? I can't even rent an apartment by myself because I'm a single woman without making $200,000 a year. And I don't really even want to live on my own because A, I'm terrified of being like raped and killed, and B, it's lonely. But I also don't want to live with a boy again. Thank God I have my dog. But like, just shut up. Most people in their 20s don't want to be living at home. They just probably don't have another choice at the moment, or they're struggling with their mental health, or they just got let go, or they're in between moves. And if you are a young person in today's economy, in today's day and age, you understand how difficult it is to not fall back on living at home, even just for a few months. Like, most of us have been there at some point. Even if you're going through a really toxic breakup or something, you probably move home for a bit. So it's just one of those things, like, people already kind of beat themselves up, I think, and judge themselves. And this is coming from my personal experience because I'm living at home right now. And it's like so easy to judge yourself and be like, I'm such a failure, like, I'm such a loser, I'm not at all where I wanted to be at 25 or 26. And so when someone says something like that, like, oh my God, I don't know how you do it, I could never, fuck off you. When someone says like, I don't know how you do that, I could never live at home, it's almost like an extra like jab, like you're just jabbing the needle in. And it's annoying. Again, not the end of the world, but it's annoying. It's just like, just have a little bit more social awareness that, like, this person probably isn't jumping for joy that they live at home. That's probably not the case, to be perfectly honest. So yeah, maybe just say something consoling. Like, I can't blame anyone for living at home right now. Like, the economy is so crazy. Hopefully it gets better soon. Like, just something like that, you know? Something neutral. Neutral. We all need to be a little bit more neutral and less opinionated and judgy and psychotic. Like, everyone's become psychotic, especially on TikTok. Like, the polarizing comments and stuff I see on TikTok, it's scary. Not every opinion needs to be voiced. Not every thought needs to be voiced. And I had to learn that the hard way after sending countless paragraphs to countless men explaining every single thing they did wrong and every single thing they did to annoy me that day. I sort of realized that you got to pick your battles. And not every single thought I have or opinion I have or frustration I have needs to be voiced out loud, needs to be brought to someone's attention, needs to start a dialogue. Like, who do I think I am? Freaking Dalai Lama? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, sometimes, like I said earlier, if something's really tugging on your heartstrings and you feel like it's super important to bring it up, go for it. But like, you don't need to. Sometimes you can just have a thought in your head like, oh, I can never live at home. I don't know how she's doing it. Just keep it to yourself. Just say it in here. Say it in here. You don't have to say it to that person because it's going to make them feel like shit. Okay, I'm almost done. Okay, I have two more. How long is this episode? I don't even know. I'm sorry if I'm looking this way, guys. It's because I'm filming vertically on my phone and horizontal here. And I think quite a bit of it cut out here. Fuck my life. So I might have to insert a bit of the vertical one in this one. It's a one-woman operation. It's hard being a solo entrepreneur queen. You are not better than anyone else if you do not buy fast fashion or fast food, anything fast. Both of these have to do a lot with people's circumstances, people's financial circumstances, and how much time people have and how much people have to commute and how many responsibilities they have. More so for the fast food, like, a lot of women I know, like, have full-time jobs and then they have to run home quickly and pick up their kids and bring them to dance, for example. And it's like literally their only option in the 5 minute span they have is to just pick up something quickly at Subway. I'm sure that's not what they want to be feeding their kid necessarily. And I'm sure they probably do feel some sort of internalized judgment from other parents or from themselves for packing their kid that thing. But like, it's not always so black and white as like, oh, that person doesn't care about their kid. That person doesn't care about themselves. That person always eats fast food, like they're letting themselves go, their mental health is declining, like it's not that deep all the time. Sometimes you just are craving a junior chicken and a Diet Coke from McDonald's. And that doesn't mean that I'm spiraling or that I don't care about myself or I don't care about my health. It just hits different sometimes. On the flip side, the fast fashion thing is a tough one because I am a thrifty girly and I love thrift shopping. It's like a passion of mine. I've been doing it for years, almost exclusively. Like even the sweater I'm wearing is thrifted. The Calvin Klein jeans I'm wearing right now are thrifted. The earrings I have on are thrifted. Cool. That doesn't mean I'm better than you if you only shop at Old Navy or Fashion Nova. Like, I've shopped at those places before. Especially if I'm looking for something super specific, like a super specific coat or a pair of boots that I'm most likely not going to find in a thrift shop. I don't have money to buy every single thing from a locally sourced company or everything made within Canada. Like, and I'm relatively in a comfortable position financially compared to a lot of people. So for a lot of people, the only thing they can afford if they want to buy some new bathing suits or whatever is to buy from Shein. Or Shane, or however you pronounce it, they can't afford to buy personally made organic cotton, whatever, bathing suits from this little Instagram personal small business that are like $45 a piece. Again, I kind of go back and forth on this one because let's say my YouTube channel blows up, which it will, and I got reached out to from Shine or Sheen or Shane or whatever it's called, and they were like, hey, we're gonna send you 6,000 pieces to do a promotion with us, we'll pay you. I personally don't think I would do it. And I know that sounds ridiculous because it's like when you're starting out, of course you want to take whatever deal you can get, whatever brand deal you can get. But like in that case, if I have the choice and the option, I don't necessarily want to be outwardly promoting these fast fashion brands that have like horrible work conditions and very low wages and inhumane practices. and it's very bad for the environment. So, like, I guess that's the difference there is I'm not promoting fast fashion necessarily. I'm not encouraging people. I'm not going up to people saying, oh, you should definitely, like, buy all of your Christmas presents this year from Fashion Nova. Like, I'm not doing that. Or Amazon. Like, I'm not promoting that. I do love Amazon. But I'm also not going to judge anybody. If I ask them where their coat's from and they say, oh, it's from Boohoo or whatever. I'm trying to think of more examples. And I'm not going to be like, ew, you shop there? Do you realize how bad that is for the environment? Like, I'm just not going to do that. Again, if you're like a public figure, if you're like a celebrity and you make so much money and you have resources and you have access to everything, I understand why you'd be held to a certain standard in that way, because it's like people are looking up to you and you're an influence and you're an example. And like Kourtney Kardashian, for example, is like all about healthy living and being clean and the environment. But then she did like this weird brand deal with one of the fast fashion companies. I can't think of it right now. Even that, it's contradictory. And I can get why that would stir up people being confused or offended or whatever. But again, everyone feels comfortable in different things. I personally recommend thrifting to everybody, especially my dance students and stuff who are like younger girls who might think thrifting's gross or weird. Like, they always compliment my clothes and I'll be like, yeah, they're thrifted. We should go thrifting sometime. Like, I'm super down to encourage that, but I'm not gonna like ever shame anyone else for like getting everything they own from Amazon. Like, cool. You're an adult, it's your money, it's your life. I hope for the sake of the world that some things change in general and that everybody maybe makes smarter choices, including myself, but I'm not gonna pretend I'm holier than anyone else when there's like certain things I do that are worse for the environment than someone else. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe this person shops fast fashion, but they walk everywhere and they never drive. Meanwhile, I drive everywhere, even if it's like down the street, you know? So don't throw stones at glass houses. Something like that. Those in glass houses should not throw stones. You know what I'm saying? Those who are not without sin should cast the first stone. Clearly my religious education did me well, stuck with me, truly. Okay, and the last one. You are quite annoying in my opinion. No offense. Don't take offense to this. No, just kidding. You can take offense if you want. Just keep it to yourself. Thank you. If you always have to be the devil's advocate and always have to be the contrarian in the group, just stop. Sometimes a person just wants to vent. A person just wants to feel seen, feel heard. And they just want their girlfriends or their family or whoever to just nod and just smile and nod. You don't always need to jump in with like, well, have you ever heard about this? Or have you ever thought about it from this perspective? Or like, maybe this person, blah, blah, blah. Or if it were me, I would do this. It's like you're just always trying to one up everybody else in the room. And again, I'm guilty of this. I am very guilty of this sometimes. I have friends, I'm not going to say who are very guilty of this. And again, I'm not going to name names. And I love them for it because I love a bold, opinionated, outspoken person personally. But I know other people find those people annoying and rub those people the wrong way. And they just immediately feel ostracized. It's one thing if it's like your close friend or family member and you can have like this safe space to have this dialogue and this back and forth and offer alternative points of view. Oh my God, I feel like I sound so annoying right now because I want to encourage people to like express their opinion and like open themselves up to multiple points of view. I don't think it's a bad thing at all to like call somebody out on something or like offer an alternative point of view or be devil's advocate sometimes. It's just those people who have to always be that person. They always have to be like the last opinion. They always have to like one up someone else's opinion. They have to always just seem smarter or more educated or more worldly by like always offering their alternative opinion. It's like, shut up. And sometimes it's totally great and necessary, and sometimes you just feel like invalidated. I think that's kind of what I'm trying to say. It's like sometimes when you're just trying to express yourself or you're trying to talk about something you're going through or whatever, and someone immediately jumps in with like playing devil's advocate or like, oh, well, if I were you, I would have done this or done that. you do feel a little bulldozed sometimes, and you feel a little invalidated, and you feel a little bit like they didn't even hear you. They were just looking to start a debate. So yeah, again, not that big of a deal, and definitely something we're all guilty of, but something I do find a bit annoying sometimes. And this is just me on my little podcast with my four listeners expressing my annoyances. So if you are offended, I'm sorry. Maybe look within. But like I said, I'm guilty of half of these things too. And it doesn't mean that I'm a shit person or that you're a shit person or that anyone is a shit person. It's just these funny things I've noticed in like day-to-day conversations or like interactions that just bug me a little bit when someone acts like they're superior to you for whatever reason, because you're into something that is like the status quo, or you're into something that would be considered basic. Like when people make fun of people who like pumpkin spice stuff, or people make fun of people who post a lot of selfies, or people who like Taylor Swift. It's those people who always like want to be the alternative, more worldly, more ethical. Like, you know, do you know those people? They just annoy me a little bit, because it's like, it's okay to like Taylor Swift. It's okay to like pumpkin spice stuff. It's okay to only shop on Amazon. Like, it's okay. It's okay to like pop culture. It's okay to read porny teenage books. It doesn't mean that you are shallow or uncultured or uneducated or basic. It just means you're a person and you like what you like. And I just think there just needs to be like less judgment of people in conversation. It just makes people feel immediately ostracized, immediately judged sometimes, or makes it feel like it's going to turn into a debate when all you wanted to do is just express something that you're interested in, and all of a sudden it's become this debate. It's just an interesting topic, I think, and I had a lot of fun recording this, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. So I will wrap it up there. Thank you so much for watching. I love you. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts. It's 20-somethings podcast, or you can just search my name, Sarah Birch. You can also search me on Instagram if you're interested. I will have the link below in the description. And you can follow me on TikTok if you want to. I usually just post little like clips from my videos and try to make them funny, even though I'm not funny. I think that's it. Yeah. So I will be back next week with a new video and a new podcast. And keep going, keep trucking along, and keep enjoying your 20s. We'll never get this time back. As chaotic as it is, we'll never get it back. So enjoy every day as best as you can. And I am here with you every step of the way. I love you. I appreciate you. Goodbye.